you'd turn the thing on, you know, you'd have, there'd be a little thing on the side, and you could turn it on, and the water would run out of the...
Most of the time, they'd bring one we wanted water. We either have something like that with a pitcher.
Yeah.
And a glass, or either we go home and get water because we didn't have very far to go.
Yeah.
And plenty of time when we do that, we go home and get coffee at the same time.
Yeah. Flour used to come in a what?
Flour.
Yeah.
They used to get all that stuff in barrels them days.
Yeah.
Everything was in barrels.
Okay. What about lard when you bought lard? Or
lard was the same way.
They
come in a barrel, and then after that they come in a big can. They go lard can.
Yeah.
Probably say about 50 pounds, I guess.
Yeah. Now, if you were gonna say, if you had a narrow mouth barrel and you needed to pour something into that barrel, and it had a narrow mouth on the barrel, you'd make something to kind of make you
make a funnel.
Yeah, make a funnel like that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, oh yeah, plenty of time we had to do that.
Yeah. Did you, tell me about some of the other things that, for example, if you bought fruit at the store now, it'd come in a what?
Well, that would be,
the grocer might put them in a...
It'd be a loose.
Yeah.
And it would be mostly about a dozen or something like that. They didn't sell you stuff about a pound like they do now. Everything is pound.
Mm-hmm.
Like bananas, well, that never was that way. It was so much a dozen or something like that.
Yeah.
Apples, so much a dozen. Nah, they weigh everything.
And when you buy them now, they might put them in a what? When you buy your groceries, they put them in a...
In a bag, something like that. They'll weigh them and then just put them in a bag.
Made out of... Oh,
made out of a paper bag.
Paper bag, yeah. How did sugar used to come packaged? It would come in...
Sugar?
Yeah.
I remember them getting it in sack.
Yeah,
but all the grocery stores then, they wouldn't leave it in the sack because they always had a big drawer, like, with all kind of stuff, like beans and things like that, they always had a big drawer. They just empty the sack in there whenever they want somebody pull it up. They'd scoop it and put it on the scale and weigh how much you wanted.
It was sold in bulk and...
It was loose then, yeah.
In
it
bulk?
Was all in bulk.
Yeah.
Not like right now, and that cellophane and all that. No, you didn't see that. Everything you bought was loose them days.
Yeah. Now, you may have raised your potatoes, but like feed would come in a what? What kind of sack? You see them old rough sacks?
It'd be a plain sack. Like we get, you know, just a...
Yeah, that old, what they call them?
Old peat sack or whatever.
Peat sack?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get peat around here?
No. Well, you got...
Oh.
You got something like peat.
Yeah.
Palmetto, what they call them.
Yeah. Well, you know what a croaker sack was, or...?
Yeah, a croaker sack is what they call an onion sack. Is what they call that, a croaker sack. Like you used to put crawfish in and all that.
Yeah.
They use them for crawfish. I was picking up a bunch of them I had there yesterday in that back room.
Or onions?
No, sacks.
Did they put onions?
When crawfish season comes, they're always asking Junior for them.
For what? For?
To go and put crawfish in, you know?
For those?
When they're fishing for them?
Yeah.
They'll dump them in there because it's open, it's violated, air can hit it good and it keeps them alive.
Yeah, they ask him for those onion, what'd you call them?
Onion sack.
Onion sack?
Mm-hmm.
When no?
Onion is about the only thing that comes in that kind of sack. I don't know what, it's to keep them from rotting, that's what it is.
Yeah.